We are now operating not under our original emergency order, but under an interim recovery operations plan. And you can find this, it's on the front page of our website. I bring it up because I've had several people report to me that they didn't know that we were holding hearings and thought that we had stopped holding hearings the first week of the pandemic because they had apparently only read the first line of the emergency order, which said that we are responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, we have been holding, we got back to our first hearings 3 weeks after the Supreme Court's order shutting down in-person proceedings, and we've been blowing and going ever since. Boil it down, we are now in a position where we are setting all hearings as a default by Zoom, but you are free, and we're happy, we would be happy to hold in-person hearings too. So all that takes is for you to file a motion to have your hearing held in person, and we'd be glad to accommodate that. I will say of the five out of several, well, if you count all the ALR cases, since we started offering live hearings, we've probably gone through 20,000 hearings, and we have not yet held one that I'm aware of. I think we've held a couple of pre-conference hearings in IDEA cases at school districts, and that's it. And that's because what we found is people who move for live hearings keep canceling the week before. And so I just want to make it clear, we are here. If you are ready to have your hearing in person, we are ready to, well, we're almost ready to go. I think we might need to go and check the batteries and the microphones in our hearing rooms because we haven't used them for a while. But as soon as you move to have your hearing in person, I will personally go down and make sure those batteries are okay. We're ready to go. I will say, however, that the benefits of having some degree, at least some degree, of virtual appearance have been extreme. We have had a lot greater rate of participation, especially in our licensing cases, and that means we're doing more work for the people of Texas so that they can vindicate their right, administrative procedure rights. And so I don't see some form of remote appearance going away anytime soon. And I would say, I mean, rough estimate, if you had asked me before the last 6 months, I would have said, I think 80% will stay virtual, but it may go up from there because people, you know, we're offering it and people just aren't picking it up. And so I think that does signal a real change in practice. This is something we're going to talk about, the panel that I'm moderating tomorrow. I have some ideas. For those of you who might not have gone back and looked at the rules and the text of the APA recently to make some of these virtual proceedings work better. But the other thing that we're working on, in fact, they're back there at SOA right now working on this, is we are seeking funding to put better technology in at least some of our courtrooms to allow hybrid proceedings, where you'd be able to have some people appear in person and some people appear remote, which I think would, what I gather is the main reason that people are canceling is that it's so expensive to bring their expert witnesses all the way down here. I think we can save you some of that money from the expert witnesses by primarily having expert witnesses appear remotely and other people maybe not. And so that's kind of where we're going. We're trying to understand what's causing the high cancellation rate for live hearings and see if we can accommodate some of those concerns through technology also, because it's certainly the case that in-person proceedings have real substantive benefits, at least in some cases. And so that's kind of where we are. I recommend that everybody go and look at the Interim Operation and Transition Plan on SOA's website. It has the answers to any kind of operations questions you might have for the time being, as we kind of try to figure out how to transition back to live hearings in a world where you, our constituents, don't seem very interested in having live proceedings. So, you know, we are in a good place. We're adding agencies and programs. I pitched mediation, right? If you want to do mediation, talk to Holly. I want to talk about ACTS. So I have been, as I stand up at these conferences for the last 3 years, telling you that we were going to have this great new information system, and now we do. And it, a lot of what it does, you can't see, but it makes a lot of our lives much easier. You can, then I get to the hiccups, in a second. Basically, what it means is once it's completely running, blowing and going, when the judge is hearing your case, they'll be able to open up, see all of the filings, see all of the exhibits in one place. You will also be able to go access a portal and be able to see all of that much as you can in the civil courts now. And so that it should take away some of the inconveniences that we've had in the past. And it moves everything onto cloud storage. It makes you know, continuing this kind of hybrid technology arrangement possible. I know that we are not currently hitting 100% on filing notifications out of the system back to counsel, and I know that we are not getting every case to show up in our research portal, Research Texas. And that is why I was late this morning. I am working on this as much as I can every day. Suffice it to say that the latest projection is that all of that should be working properly within the next 2 weeks. If everyone wants to knock on wood with me, I would appreciate it. We expect it to be working by the end of the month, at any rate. That's going to be a big improvement, not only for you, but for our operations. Remember, 30,000 of anything a year, even if it's little ALR cases, driver's license cases, is a lot. We are in a situation right now where people, I'm just going to put this out there as a public service announcement because my clerk asked me to. Under the rules, which incorporate the Texas civil filing rules, our service obligation is ended when we drop the email with the order into eFileTexas and we get indication that was emailed to you.